Snowmobile racing season is in full gear in the Northeast, not that there's any snow yet. Long before the first flake falls, winter warriors pull out their snowmobiles to race on whatever surface they can find. Asphalt, grass, even water. NPR's Robert Smith went to a watercross event on a pond outside of Manchester, New Hampshire.
This much is obvious. 400-pound snowmobiles don't float. But if you go fast enough and are dumb enough to leave dry land, they won't exactly sink either. And that's enough to call it a sport.
Ready, set, go.
Four snowmobiles reel back at a 45-degree angle as they hit the pond. The tread kicks up this rooster tail of water behind the sled, and the laws of physics seem suspended for a moment. They skip like flat stones on top of the water. The snowmobiles hit 50 miles an hour as they round the first turn. They're supposed to circle this pond 8 times, more than 2 miles total, but only the good ones make it. It's hard to tell just how deep the water is until sled number 34 disappears from view. Another racer, Don Fuller, watches from the shore.
Making the corner, and he took it too sharp, and it spun right around like a pirouette.
The snowmobile sinks to the bottom of the lake as the driver, Scott Mosier, bobs in the water. Time to send out the frogman. Diver Bud Gordon's job is to retrieve the losers after every race.
It takes nothing for them to catch a ski, and he'll just throw them. But the amateurs, they just sink right off the line.
Proving that there is some skill involved.
Oh, yes, a lot of skill involved.
Mosier is pulled to shore sopping wet as a crane fishes for a snowmobile in the water. He may have lost this one, but Mosier's no amateur.
I'm actually not only a racer, I'm the head of the Eastern Watercross Association.
And yet you can't keep your sled up.
If you're not sinking, you're not racing.
Because you're not taking chances.
Right. A guy that says he hasn't sunk hasn't raced.
So with the certainty of ending up wet, I ask Mosier how this sport started.
Probably like the same thing every other redneck sport starts. Hey, buddy, watch this.
And once that first dude went across, another had to try it. And the next thing you know, they were competing for speed and distance. And the sport is still testing the limits.
Henry Beda out in Fenwick, Ontario, holds the unofficial record of 101 miles. And he also claims traveling across Lake Ontario 32 miles of open water on a snowmobile.
Luckily, it's fairly easy to drain the water from a snowmobile's engine. Mosier starts his up again after 10 minutes. A couple of thousand people have lined the pond on this drizzly Sunday afternoon to drink beer and watch the madness. There's no sense cheering since it's too loud to even hear yourself. The only voice that rises above it is the announcer, Billy C. The charm of the sport, he says, is similar to other sports.
The hockey spectators that are looking for the hockey fight to happen, or the motorsports spectators that are looking for that sensational crash. The spectators here at the watercross, they're looking for that snowmobile to go down in the sink.
Lee DiMaggio has a Bud Light in one hand and a cell phone in the other. He's holding it over his head so that his buddies back in Gorham, Maine can hear the sound of the race.
It's the speed on the water, really, that I like, and the sound. Something I'd like to try, but I'm not set up for it, you know.
You don't have a snowmobile to spare at the bottom of a
lake.
Right,
right. I don't want to lose it, you know what I mean?
And this would be a good time to point out that you shouldn't really try this at home. In fact, it's illegal in New Hampshire to snowmobile over water outside of events like this. By the end of the afternoon, every wet dog has his day. Scott Mosier, who spent more time swimming than riding in that earlier race, ends up winning the 600 Pro Mod Final and even tempts fate by staying on the water.
Give it up for Scott Mosier as he takes his victory lap around the pond. Scott Mosier, ladies and gentlemen.
Mosier glides off the water and up onto the shore.
That was a good win.
Better than getting wet.
Absolutely. I had to change my shirt. I was shivering so much.
Of course, with all the water spray on the course, he's just as wet now as he was before. But winning makes it a little easier to bear. As Mosier says, at least it's warmer than snow. Robert Smith, NPR News.